You're listening to The Naked Scientist, and now it's time to invite the lovely Diana O'Carroll back into the studio for our question of the week. Hello, Diana.
Hello, lovely Helen.
Well,
this week we've got a very crimson question for you.
Hello there, S. Mount Fitchett from Chipping Norton. I just want to know, why is it that humans have three different blood groups, A, B and O, and do animals have the same blood groupings? Thank you.
So, in other words, would your pet need to get itself tested for a blood donor card?
I'm Karen Hum, and I'm one of the emergency and critical care vets at the Queen Mother Hospital for Animals in London. All animals do have different blood groups. Humans have a system based on A, B and O, and other animals have different systems. Basically, the blood groups are based on little proteins that sit on the outside of red blood cells. And the reason it's important for us to be able to tell what blood group an animal or a person is in is because the blood from one person may not be compatible with another person if their blood group is not the same. In dogs, we have a system called DEA 1.1, 1.2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And in cats, we also have A and B, but they're not the same as A and B in human blood systems. So we don't know exactly why people have different blood groups or why animals have different blood groups, but it is very important because of the risk of interactions with different blood groups in people and animals. It might be that some blood groups give an advantage in some circumstances, and certainly some ethnic groups are more likely to have blood groups than other people. So people from Mediterranean origin are much more likely to have blood group B than people from non-Mediterranean backgrounds. But the actual cause of them, we don't fully understand.
So animals have blood types too, but because they are so varied, vets have to use different systems for each one. Blood type refers to the type of antigens we have on our blood cells that form part of our immune system. At present, there's no clear reason for having different blood types. It just seems to be one of those things that mutated a few thousand generations ago and got stuck like it. Here's a question that could also get stuck.
Hello, my name is Jay. I live in Indonesia, and this is my question. Why do songs grow better with repeated listening?
So why is it that even the latest spawn of reality TV can sound better with time? Let us know by writing it all over our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum, or send us an email to chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Thank you very much, Diana. Have you had any songs stuck in your head lately?
Nothing worth noting. They're all pretty rubbish, I have to say.
I see that Jay in Indonesia saying, why do songs get stuck in your head and improve with repeated listening? Clearly James Blunt hasn't made it down to Indonesia yet, has he?
Always with the James Blunt gags, honestly, Chris.
We've got a cure for that. Thanks very much. That's Diana O'Carroll with this week's question of the week. If you would like to join in and ask a question, then you can just send it to us, chris@thenakedscientist.com, and Diana will try and tackle it for you.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.